The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You are tuned into Monday's edition of the podcast where the racing comes from Hamilton, Kempton and Leicester. You can hear it all live with William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Sam Turner, John Babb and Gareth Topham in the studio. But for now, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on Monday's edition of the podcast is John Budden to take a look at three from Hamilton on Monday. How are you today, John?
I'm pretty well, Sam. I could do with a few more naps winning. I was doing quite well, and then, of course, God decided to make a series of minuses.
Yeah, always the way. But hopefully we can do a bit better on Monday and point our listeners in the direction of some winners. But before that, we'll take a look back at Saturday's action. The William Hill Air Gold Cup, of course. And Louis the Pious taking that one down. And what a good month it's been for David O'Meara.
Yeah, wonderful trainer, isn't he? You know, absolutely magnificent. I always refer to David O'Meara as the man with the magic wand. And, you know, it does seem that is the case. He has been really dominating the sprint. But it's not just sprints. You know, he is an all-round trainer, and my goodness me, he has made an impact. I thought Louis the Pious had a very, very good chance. In fact, should have tipped it, perhaps napped it, Sam. I'm a stupid man for loyalty, you know. And before winning the Air Gold Cup, the William Hill Air Gold Cup, Louis the Pious had run very well at Ascot, just alongside an old favourite of mine called Hawkeye the New. And I knew that Jim Gold had been longing to win the Air Gold Cup. And I thought to myself, Hawkeye the New is coming to himself. He's dropped in the weights. I must nap him just in case he wins. Well, of course, he's getting too long in the fang. And yeah. The other two horses I thought would go well, both got into the frame. Louis the Pious won really well. And he deserved to, because, you know, he's been very consistent. And Heaven's Guest ran very well. I do think, in a way, that Kevin Ryan was a bit unlucky. He's been a trainer to follow in this race over the past 3 or 4 years. And, he nearly won the Silver Cup with Bogart. And I think if one looks carefully at the video, you'll see that Blaine had a very poor run and actually made up a lot of ground in the last furlong. So arguably he was a bit unlucky, but you can't really beat David O'Meara at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a trainer in fine form and a jockey in fine form. In the shape of James Doyle as well. He had a cracking day yesterday.
He had an absolutely tremendous day. I thought he was very, very good early on a horse called Power Play for Richard Hannon. Never really looked as if he was going to win that horse, but he kept sort of nudging away, and suddenly the horse got the message round about the furlong marker and ran on really strongly. Then, of course, he wins the Silver Cup. I said at the time in the studio on Saturday, I thought James Doyle was probably the most improved jockey over the last 12 months. And I think that is probably the case. I mean, he looks very nearly the complete model at the moment.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment, that is. And I know there's been another couple of eye-catching performances over the weekend for you, John.
Yes, well, down at Newbury, I was absolutely delighted that Mecca's Angel won the big sprint there. She looks to me to be a real sprinting star, particularly over the minimum trip for the next couple of seasons. Owned by David Metcalf, whose father, Alan, I knew quite well, had a great chaser trained in Cumbria called Tamerlin, who won a number of really good handicap chases, you know, quite a long time ago. And he's a lucky owner, and Mecca's Angel is trained by Michael Dodds. She'd been very fast. She'd won her first two races, then off to France rather quickly. That was over six, and it came a bit quick, and she was beaten quite well. A long break, came back, won really well at Doncaster, and then reappeared on Saturday at Newbury in softish ground. And because it was soft, quite a number of the fancied rivals were were taken out, she was favourite, and everyone in the studio said, no, David Ellsworth's Justice Day must win this race. And I remained loyal to Mecca's Angel. And about a furlong out, it looked certain that Justice Day would win. But no, Paul Mulrennan, you know, put his feet into the side of Mecca's Angel. She responded, and she really did run away tremendously well in the last half furlong. I think she's, you know, got a tremendous future, Mecca's Angel, because she's really fast and she's got the most determined attitude.
Good stuff. Yeah, sounds good. And anything else been catching your eye recently? Any other performances?
Well, I was pleased that Hillstar won at Newbury, actually. Sir Michael Stout's horse has been knocking at the door, and a lot of people have been knocking him, too. But he's been running really good races. It was a chance for him to show that he's not a light of other days, and he responded really well. So, you know, that was a good win. I thought Hillstar ran extremely well.
Yep. Fair enough then. We'll take a look at some of Monday's action now, and it's a modest day of racing. Would it be fair to say on Monday, John?
Yes, I fear it would be, Sam. You hit the nail on the head.
But yeah, hopefully we can find some winners. All three races that we're going to preview coming from Hamilton. The first of those is the 150, ran just over 6 furlongs this maiden, class 5, with 5 runners down to go to post. Who's catching the eye here?
Well, it's a rather odd race to pick, but I picked it because there are 3 quite good sort of young horses who have finished runner-up on each of their last 3 outings. And so it's going to be a competitive go. The first one is Harden Sharp, who's only run the once, and Kevin Ryan trains, of course. And this horse, I thought, ran pretty well on debut. Graham Lee's in the saddle today. And was a second at Hamilton, behind quite a useful horse called Risen Sun. And with Graham Lee in such good form, one feels that Harden Sharp has got to go pretty well. But then Anne Duffield has been among the winners recently.
She has.
Dark Reckoning was a very good winner for her at Ayr. You know, good, valuable
25-1, I think.
Yeah, 25-1, and possibly her best win, certainly her best win of the season. And her horses are running really well, and she's got a horse called Landing Knight in this particular contest. And this horse ran very well at Chester last time. It was only beaten ahead by Gabriel the Tiger. And, you know, with the stable in form, it's got to go pretty well. And then the third one is Shooting Star, again trained by a trainer who at the moment has got his horses firing, Brian Smart, and has got Paul Mulrennan in the saddle. Must be almost a year since Paul had that awful accident at Hamilton, and, you know, was off for a very long time. Anyhow, he's riding tremendously well. He was, of course, on Mecca's Angel at Newbury. And I thought this horse deserved to be the pick, a Shooting Star, really, because he ran in quite a decent maiden at Carlisle. There were 12 runners. It was a fairly competitive heat, and finished second to Charlie Croker. And I thought that was, you know, a pretty good first run. And with the stable in excellent shape, I thought Shooting Star could just come out on top.
Okay, fair enough. Shooting Star, the selection for John then, for Brian Smart and Paul Mulrennan. We'll move on then to the 250 from Hamilton. This one, class 5, with 6 runners down to go to post in this handicap, ran over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. Who's the selection here?
Well, the selection will be the top one, Stanale Pick, in this contest, actually, Sam. There are only 6 runners, but I thought Stanale Pick had definitely found a race that basically ought to win. Again, Alan Swinbank is in fairly good form at the moment. He's glad to say he is much better to himself. He had a mild heart attack, and a little bit more than that, I think, you know, early in the summer, but he is much better. Stanale Pick has been gradually coming to hand and was napped by one or two people in the studio, I know, when running at Newcastle 2 outings ago. Actually just got beat by Mantoo on that occasion, but it was a good run. I don't think Catterick really suited Stanale Pick last time out. Finished 4th, and back here at Hamilton, where Alan Swinbank has a very good record, I think has got a fair chance of opening the account under top weight. There are others in the race, so worth a mention, Sam. David O'Meara has got Mariner's Moon in this contest. Not one of his greatest horses in the yard, but nevertheless, you can't ignore. And he didn't run badly at York last time out in a race won by Cosmic Halo. Could obviously be a danger. Zanuska, Mark Johnston and Joe Fanning at Hamilton, a combination that rarely leave without a winner, has been running on the all-weather. Fairly decent run last time out at Kempton. And there are one or two others, including Mr. You Know and Incurs Four Faults. But I thought Stanali Pick had the opportunity to win.
OK, Stanali Pick then in that one for John number one. We'll move on then to the 350, the final race that we'll cover on Monday's podcast. Again, from Hamilton, this one, Filly's Handicap, ran over six furlongs. Just the five runners. Again, small fields from Hamilton, really, isn't it, Samara? Who do you like here?
Well, this is best race of the afternoon. Little question about that. £15,000 on offer. It's the Flower of Scotland's Fillies Handicap, a traditional sort of end-of-season feature at Hamilton. Only a small field, but the one I really like is the top one, Ventura Mist. Tim Easterby's horses ran very well at Ayr. Nashville, I think, was his only actual winner, but he had quite a lot of horses who were in the money, and the team on the whole going very well. Ventura Mist is at the top of the handicap here, but this is a very consistent filly, and Rachel Richardson is in the saddle, and she is one of these up-and-coming lady jockeys, Sam, who beginning to make a reputation for herself. She's certainly well worth her £7 claim, and a very sensible horse lady, and I hope she gives Ventura Mist a really good ride. Her £7 penalty, her £7 allowance, rather, will certainly be an advantage. And I thought Ventura Mist got the best form here by quite a long way. Ran very well at York, finishing sixth in a competitive race won by Caffeine, and before that was second at Newmarket, second to Eastern Impact, who's a very, very useful sort. Now, that was a highly competitive race, and I thought Ventura Mist has got a big chance of getting our head in front. What to beat? Well, Love Island ran extremely well in sprints earlier in the season. Didn't run too badly when midfield behind Mutmir last time out. Could possibly cause a bit of a problem. I think Lady Frances is certainly worthwhile considering. And again, Mark Johnston, Joe Fanning, and a very decent second at Musselburgh two outings ago when I watched her. And Alistair Willen's horses also in quite good shape. And Alexandra Collins tie shouldn't be ignored in this race. Runs well at Hamilton. Julie Burke has ridden this horse quite regularly, but Connor Beasley has the mount today. Could go quite well, Alexandra Collantai, but to me, Ventura Mist has got the form. I should be slightly disappointed if she doesn't win, Sam.
Okay, fair enough. You could just remind us, please, John, one more time of your three selections from Hamilton on Monday.
Well, we're going for Shooting Star for Brown Smart in the opener with Paul Mulrennan up. That's the 150. Nice timings. An hour later at 250, the top weight Stanali Pick for Alan Swinbank. And in the feature race at 350, the Flower of Scotland Fillies Handicap, the choice will again be the number one, Ventura Mist.
Excellent stuff. There we are then. Thoughts of John Budden on Hamilton on Monday. You can listen to all the action from 1:40 p.m. with Sam Turner, John Babb and Gareth Topham in the William Hill Race Radio Studio. We bring you all the action from Hamilton, Kempton and Leicester as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, John, and good luck with your selections.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.